Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3, good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle. I'm Elliot Danker. It's time now for the Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang. And Ryan, while we're looking at this cautious start to Asian markets this Tuesday morning, we are putting attention on, no more video games or lesser video games in China now.
That's right. A bit of a clampdown, and the latest targets are the video gaming industry. And on that front, under 18, you'll be limited to no more than 3 hours a week. And that's seeing pressure on Chinese video game companies. And looking at the other target, that is the private equity fund space. So this is with the Chinese securities regulator planning to rein in the country's buyout funds and saying it will stop public offerings disguised as private equity and fight embezzlement of assets. So trying to root out a bit of, I guess, unhealthy practices that they deem so in the securities markets. And also in focus will be China growth data out today in the form of PMIs for any signs of a slowdown. So all that having impact on neighboring countries and their currencies. So to get a bigger picture, I've got Christopher Wong. He is the client's portfolio strategist for Southeast Asia at Fidelity International. Morning, Christopher. How are you doing today?
Morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey, glad to have you on. Now, let's start with your reading of the pulse of the markets first, Christopher. So overnight, we saw record highs again on Wall Street. And it's interesting to see that it is led by technology. So those growth names seem to be outperforming value names right now. Walk us through what you're thinking here.
Yeah, so I mean, kind of the nice rally that we're seeing is really kind of substantiated because you saw a very healthy kind of earnings season that just passed where vast majority of companies beat earnings. And you also have a relatively dovish kind of a Fed at the moment, substantiated by Jackson Hole Symposium that happened just before the weekend. So overall, all this comes together and put together a very nice environment for equities to gradually trend upwards.
Yeah, especially for the tech space. Now, looking at what we are also seeing in China, that seems to be catching focus these days, and a bit related to tech, it's the video game industry under pressure right now because of the latest ruling under 18. You are subjected to, well, you're limited to no more than 3 hours a week. So that is putting quite a bit of pressure on the industry there. And also the Chinese securities regulator is putting the clampdown as well on the private equity space, accusing them of disguising private equity and selling it to the general public instead of targeted investors. So that is the latest in terms of the China crackdown. How do you approach China these days when it comes to investing?
So China regulatory developments have indeed been in the spotlight. And this change in regulations actually do happen occasionally when investing in emerging markets. But one must be really clear on what's happening. So the objectives of many of these policies are largely, one, to improve people's livelihoods and well-being, and two, to ensure fair competition and fairness to consumer. So let's touch on maybe what has happened a little bit earlier on the tech sector. So we see the policies are designed to make competition fair for smaller companies especially, and to align data protection with global standards. Now, the sector here largely is a provider of social good. For example, facilitating e-commerce through the pandemic, broadening financial inclusion. And going forward, people still expect the online life to be major parts of their lives. So we believe the sector is here to stay for the long term, but one must be very selective in how they're positioning, looking out for good companies with growth trajectories in tech.
Pointing out for investors to look out for bargains. So how do you look out for these bargains? What are the signs that you're looking out for?
We typically look out, one, for kind of the positions of these companies, whether they're entrenched in what they're doing, whether they have good investment moats around them. So the ability to navigate a changing landscape is very important. And three, the price and valuation where they're paying it. And at this point in time, we think valuations are getting quite attractive. So we're also being very selective in how we're investing within our funds.
All right, Chairman Christopher Wong, he is the client portfolio strategist for Southeast Asia at Fidelity International. Christopher, so walk us through what's happening with China these days when it comes to the recovery picture. So we've got PMIs on tap today, and this is around manufacturing and the non-manufacturing PMIs, and the market's looking for any signs of a possible slowdown. So that is potentially going to have an impact on Asian currencies, which have had a rather rough year so far. For example, the Thai baht is down over 8% this year. What are you looking out for when it comes to the outlook for Asian currencies?
over the near term, we are neutral to slightly cautious on Asian currencies relative to the US dollar. So while you rightly pointed out, some of the macro data is looking a little bit slower. And two, there's still the ongoing risk from COVID to the recovery in the region. And on the flip side, in the US, you're seeing strong US stimulus, faster vaccine rollout versus the rest of the world, and the Fed looking to potentially taper its bond buying program. So as a whole, relative to the US dollar, we're a little bit more cautious on Asian currencies.
And that's interesting as well. And just to wrap things up, in light of how the US dollar has been performing, you've seen gold prices pushing their highest in almost 3 weeks. What's your take on investing in gold? I've got some comments coming through from veteran investor Mark Mobius saying that investors should have at least 10% of their portfolio in gold because currencies will be just seeing more devaluation in light of the stimulus that has been rolled out in recent years.
We at Fidelity also advocate having kind of diversified portfolios, and gold definitely has a room to play here. But from a more tactical horizon, because gold is very much has an inverse correlation with real yields, which may potentially rise upwards given the Fed's kind of slant towards tightening monetary policy, we may see gold hit trend a bit sidewards or even see a little bit of volatility. But over the long term, investors should still have some allocation to gold within a diversified portfolio.
Okay, my chairman Christopher Wong, he is the client portfolio strategist for Southeast Asia at Fidelity International. Christopher, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks for having me.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.